Over 100 million people have listened to one woman's chronicle, the chronicles, I suppose, of her cheating, lying ex-husband.
Oh.
100 million people.
Wow.
Some people even saying, I'm canceling all of my streaming services and just tuning in to listen to what you have to say. Because she's doing it in 50 installments on TikTok, and each TikTok is over 10 minutes long.
Damn. Holy cow.
I mean, she's given you
everything.
All the juice.
Yeah.
The good news is I have done the work for you and pulled out three major factors. These are red flags that this woman says she had no idea she didn't see when they were married. The first one, the first lie, starts with something as innocent as phone calls he would make.
Things that my pathologically lying ex-husband lied about. Every morning he would get on the phone with his brother. He talked to his friends every day. In front of me, he would be on the phone laughing, cutting up like a normal conversation. I didn't think anything of it. Every single phone call was made up. He was never on the phone.
What?
Phone calls where he called to pay his car off, made up. The phone call to the realtor when we were looking at houses, made up. The phone call to the bank for them to release the money for the house that he signed his name for, made up. Every phone call was made up. His brother, every day, he and his brother had not spoken since 2015 when his mother died.
Oh my God.
He had no friends. But yet, every phone call would be my friend this, my friend that.
Why is she nagging him for that?
Wow.
This guy is creative. He's a good actor.
So he was talking to a mistress every time?
No, he was just
pretending to be on the phone.
Pretending to be on the phone.
Just talking to nobody.
Just to not be around her.
No, just because he was well,
living
I don't
a lie.
Know. I mean,
he's like, oh, yeah. I got to call the bank to make sure our home loan's coming through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's just a pathological liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just is. I mean, he's psychotic. Oh.
There's
got to
be some kind of reason why he was doing it, but that's obviously a red flag.
That's crazy.
It's a huge, yeah.
Over 100 million people have listened to this woman's 8-hour-long chaotic story. She's jokingly calling it the United Nations of Red Flags. And she's sharing it because she said, I didn't know in the moment. I had no idea that this was going on at all. She continues on with the fact that, okay, he lied about the phone calls, right? For whatever reason. He also lied about his job.
The second lie, his job. He told me when I first met him out the gate that he was a VP at his company. He had been transferred from California to Georgia.
People do that here, though. Where we work, they just, all of a sudden they have VP titles, but they're not lying about it.
Yeah, they're not lying.
We made Squid VP of interns just last week.
Great. Yeah.
Which is true.
That's true, though. Yeah. I guess it's true.
His job was VP of a major condiment company, and he maintained that lie every day. Truth is, he was a temp. He called me from...
Oh, he was temporary employee.
Mm-hmm. She'll tell you of what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Work all the time. And he would pretend to reprimand employees who couldn't see that he had a Bluetooth thing in his ear. Mm. He would pretend to reprimand them in front of me. He would pretend to take phone calls from the company president who needed his help on something.
Mm.
He forged emails that he showed me from the company president.
Wow.
Asking him, you know, we need to get this up and running. We need to do this project. We need to do that. But he was a temp. He was a temp forklift driver. There's nothing wrong with a forklift driver. But he was pretending to be a VP.
Wow.
She's smart, too, you know, because she's like,
that is odd.
She's not downing somebody for their job. It's like, but you're saying you're a VP of a company talking to the president every day of the company.
Even if it was vice versa, let's say you were lying about being a forklift driver, but you're a VP. That's a red flag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's just lying nonstop.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
for no reason.
So this over 100 million people have listened to this woman's 8-hour-long chaotic story. And I don't know, there might be more to come. But as of now, there are 50 installments. And each installment is around 10 minutes or so. I mean, you do the math on that one. But we've done the work for you by pulling out the three major lies. The third one is about the house.
Third lie, housing. He told me he was looking to buy a house. We started looking at houses. He showed me paperwork from Chase Bank saying that he was approved for a mortgage for $750,000. Yeah. I watched as he put in an all-cash offer on this $699,000 house. I watched him sign his name to a legally binding document for an all-cash offer. Legally, I was not his wife, so I was not on the mortgage for that home.
At that
time.
Man,
she dodged a bullet.
Dang. Yeah. So among the other lies, by the way, this woman met her now ex-husband. They met on two different dating apps where he had different names. Like, I guess that they matched twice.
What?
Uh-huh. And he then was gaslighting her. I mean, this is all in the Chronicles, but gaslighting her and being like, I can't believe that you didn't know that it was me. And she was like, I had no idea.
You had two different
names. You were two different names and two different photos and two different looks. And I didn't know.
You're swiping a million times, yeah.
Yeah, she said he also claimed to be a former arena football player, said that he attended college in California, that his father was a police officer, his mother was a former teacher, his parents both dead, They were not those things. Also, he said he had two brothers, two sisters, two half-brothers on his father's side. Said that the benefits from his job were the things that were helping pay for the housing, that were covering the cost of a BMW. They said, claimed that he was pre-approved for $700,000 from Chase Bank for the house. Also said that it was money from an offshore account that was paying for the property.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if he was doing this because he thought to himself, there's no way I can get this girl just being me.
I don't think so. This is like a lifetime of lies.
Well, yeah. Maybe a lifetime. She has to know if when he puts the cash offer in that they're not living in the house.
Also, she said she uncovered previous marriages, even though he claimed.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, said that she found his real social security number. So the one that he used, I guess, on their marriage certificate was not real.
Ooh,
that's how she found that out.
Dang.
And reoccurring stays in jail.
But that's a lot to keep up
with.
It is. I couldn't even keep up with all those lies. I had a girlfriend that would lie about for no reason. Just like, so where did you eat today? McDonald's. And then I would go in the car and see Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why are you lying about it?
And then it was defensive. Like, well, I forgot. Weird lies. Well, for no reason.
But this guy is a scam artist. I mean, because he's getting money from somewhere. He also told his family members that he and the woman that you're hearing, that they had a newborn son and that they needed, he was accepting gifts and money and stuff like that for the gift. But his wife at the time had miscarried their child. And then also said that he had a close relationship with his ex-wife's children and that he needed to give them $2,000 because his ex-wife's daughter's funeral after his ex-wife's daughter died from COVID. Daughter was alive and well.
Oh, my gosh. The dude's going.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
There's also in the 8-hour Chronicle, there's also like sex worker stuff. And then there's affair. I mean, it can only go so
long. There's two sides to every story.
Let's get him on the phone and find out.
I mean, who knows?
Let's get him on the phone and find out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, what if she was like the compulsive liar and she's making up all these lies about him?
What if?